Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez. For the next hour, we'll check out the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing being the, September 8th, there's already been a fight in Australia. That one's done. We'll get into the results of that. But there's fights tonight. HBO and Showtime, the so-called heavyweight champions of cable. Well, that's what HBO used to be called. Now it's sort of like Showtime's title. And now HBO just sort of pretends they're in the boxing business. Anyway, let's go to the HBO card first. Superfly 3, Juan Estrada versus Felipe Arruculo, and three other fights, including Dami Nietes, of course, the Filipino champion, WBO junior bantamweight champion, and there's another Superfly weight bout as well. So three Superfly weight bouts, meaning 115 pounds, going down on HBO. That's 9:45 in the West and the East. Will be delayed here in the West Coast. And, of course, Showtime going live at 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West with Sean Porter and Danny Garcia. Man, that's a fight. It's a good fight. It's a world-class fight. Both guys are definitely top 10 material, both former champions. Of course, Garcia moving up to 147 pounds. And both these guys have lost to Keith Thurman. Where is Keith Thurman? Well, we'll discuss that in depth with Johnny Siggett about 20 minutes past the hour. We hope to hear from Danny Garcia about family values, him and his father, Angel Garcia, of course, the odd couple of boxing, no doubt about that. They live together. How sick. The guy's like 31 years old. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Ali and Cosell will be on our next segment. Of course, Muhammad Ali and the great Howard Cosell, toe-to-toe, the two greatest orators of sports in the 20th century, I think, those two guys. Anyway, we'll check out Ali and Cosell after the bell. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Year ago this month, at 4800 San Jacinto in Houston, Texas, this man refused to take a step. For the past year, he's been virtually incarcerated in this country. He's undergone all of this for the obvious reason that he didn't have the courage to fight such as Joe Frazier, Jerry Quarry, and Jimmy Ellis.
Why would you say that? I didn't have the courage to fight Joe Frazier and Jimmy Ellis and Jerry Quarry. I mean, why would you say that? I mean, you know, I've never showed no fear of nobody. And why would you, as many times as you have came to my fights, knowing you had money bet on other people, I beat them. I mean, why would you, seriously, I mean, why would you sit here on television and talk about me being a Fred or Jerry Carter or Joe Frazier? I mean, that's wrong. I mean, we just don't get along no kind of way.
And you've been spreading that kind of gospel at every college campus
every college in this country.
Every college that I go to,
everybody asks me about Howard Cosell. Why is it that you and Howard Cosell can't get along? And my answer is, we just don't get along. I mean, you just talk a lot of stuff that don't make sense. I mean, why would you open up the show and you told me you were going to ask me a few nice questions. Why would you open up the show talking about I'm afraid of Joe Frazier and Jerry Quarry? You really believe that they have a chance against me?
Well, I think
you come to all of my fights. You follow me all over the world, Germany, London, Canada, and while I've see you at ringside talking about these homemade champions. And then, do you really believe they could beat me?
I'll answer that question in a moment. I first want to document your record. You were troubled by a less than mediocre southpaw named Mildenberger in Germany. You showed me nothing against Shavallo, relying upon the fact that he gave you water on the knees with low blow upon.
You've never seen me hurt a beat. What you mean I didn't show you nothing? that's the kind of appreciation I get from you coming all over the world. The company wouldn't pay your way to these countries for nothing. If I wasn't fighting so regular, you wouldn't have gotten to see the world. And now you're going to down me because I'm not fighting and talk about I got trouble with these boys. I beat those boys easy.
Now, wait a minute. This marvelous wristwatch. What were you frightened of? I wasn't going to hit you. Why did you move?
I mean, why would you jump over here?
Because I want the people to see the wristwatch that you bought in Frankfurt, West Germany.
Yeah.
Only because... I found the person who'd sell it to you more cheaply than anybody else in the whole country.
Well, for once you... But, well, after all, I mean, what's you getting me a deal on a watch? If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have got to see Germany.
All right. My record is clear.
I will shuffle again. Don't you worry. You get your homemade champions ready and line them all up. I'll be watching the television with you at ringside, popping off about how hard he hits and this and that. You let Ellis and Quarry fight it out and then let Joe Frazier meet the winner, or whoever the homemade champion is, may say the Mickey Mouse title. I have a belt at home. Says World Heavyweight Champion. And for a man to be the champion, he's going to have to take my belt. And the day that he meet me, and if he beat me, I'm going to hand him my belt. And I want you to be the announcer that night, because I want to see you quiet. I want to quiet you at once and for all.
Ah, you son of a gun, you've had enough fun with me. You know that the one guy who has persistently maintained that there is one heavyweight champion in this world is Howard Cosell. And I have said repeatedly that you could beat all of these guys.
But you make a lot of cracks. I mean, you just said I had a lot of trouble with these boys, and you're talking about me getting out of boxing in time to duck Frazier and this and that, and I don't know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. You don't look as broke as you're supposed to be.
No, what you mean, broke?
Everybody says you're broke. You got no money. You gave it all to Elijah Muhammad.
No, how could I give it to Elijah Muhammad? I mean, the government, the American government, took 90% of all of my money before I got it. You know, the Louisville Sponsoring Group had that deal called the Joe Louis Tax Law.
Fact of the matter is, the thing you've missed most over the past year were the steady vocal sparring sessions that we enjoyed on Wide World of Sports.
Well, we had a lot of fun, but let's let the other boys have a chance and build some more contenders. After beating Zoe Foley, you know, no one was left for me to fight. So I think even if I was still fighting, it would have been good for me to step aside for 2 years and let them fight it out to see who deserves the honor to fight me.
It's been fun. We've missed it.
Well, things make it better soon.
One more shuffle.
Well, if I do the shuffle, you might have to scuffle.
We've done that, Joe. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
The greatest of the great, of course, Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell. Howard William Cosell, born in 1918, March 25th to be exact, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He described himself as, get this, arrogant, pompous, obnoxious, vain, cruel, verbose, a show-off, etc. Bottom line is, he was all that and more. And you know what? I got to meet him on two occasions. One time here in San Francisco doing an ABC fight. I thought he was a class act. I mean, you know, this thing that he did with Ali, for the most part, that was a, those guys, they went back and forth. It was like an act. It was like Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, like the Three Stooges. I mean, it was like a comedy team. And they just knew how to work off each other, and they knew how to work off each other well. Sometimes there was some truculence or some, how can I put this, bad words going back before between the two of them. But for the most part, they were partners until Cosell died in 1995. Of course, Muhammad Ali leaving us a few years ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. WBA, get this, Oceania. That's the title. WBA Oceania. It's a high school in Pacifica. Super flyweight champion Andrew the Monster Maloney, 18-0, 11 wax, scored a 10th round KO over former WBA super flyweight world champion Luis El Nica Concepcion, 37-6, 26 KOs. Of course, hell was that fight that we couldn't find out where the hell Bendigo was. I thought Bendigo was in Africa, but Bendigo turned out to be in Victoria, Australia. Of course, that was brought to us by our statistician here, Scott Cuddy. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. The text line, it's hot, it's happening. You want to come on the air, I understand. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. After the break, we'll hear something about family values with, of course, Danny and his father, Angel Garcia. I think it's a little bit of a weird relationship. Danny, I don't even know. Danny doesn't have any guy. I don't know. Anyway, Danny and his father, we'll let them explain it. But the bottom line is, of course, Danny's going to fight Sean Porter. And Sean Porter, being the class act that he was at the weigh-in afterwards, after the face-off and this and that, he reached out and shook Danny Garcia's hand. I think it's a pretty even fight. We'll see what Johnny Sig has to say about it after the next break, of course. But I think it's pretty even. I think that Porter's got the actual, how can I put this, the bulk. He's got the bulk, the size and bulk. I think he's a thicker guy. I think he may crack a little bit harder. I think that Danny Garcia's problems all along have been, of course, he's only lost one fight, so how can I say all along, but is that he's too economical. And he can also count to 100 and count backwards from 100 and probably do, you hear what I'm trying to say, right? He doesn't want to take too many punishment. He doesn't want to take too much punishment. He can't blame these guys anymore. Nobody wants to get involved. The concussion thing, you know, they see fighters being punch drunk and they hear about football players, you know, retiring early. And some guy, I do a show on Saturday night called the Taco Man Audio Magazine. And we've been talking about concussion for years. I mean, years and years and years, long before it was popular. People say, hey, you know, how did you know about it? Well, I interviewed Mark Gastineau back around 1992 or 19, yeah, about 1992. I think it was 92. Anyway, former New York Jets sack master. I mean, he was a guy that was like the defensive end. He was a guy that was getting all the sacks and the girls and all that kind of good stuff. He was with the New York Jets. He was like prime time, an animal both off the field and in the nightclubs. Anyway, Gastineau and I, he was part of, he turned professional as a boxer. He and I got together for a couple of interviews, and on one interview, I was doing it live on pay-per-view in Reno, Nevada, and he couldn't concentrate. He couldn't look at me. His eyes were bouncing all over his head. I thought he was on speed. Thought he was on crank or something like that. Couldn't pay attention. And I was wondering, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And when I pulled off my earpiece after the aborted type interview was over, I said to myself, that guy's punch drunk. He's punch drunk. Pugilistic, dementia, call it what you want. But he wasn't punch drunk from boxing. He was punch drunk from football, from the NFL, from all those hits. And you think that, listen, I think there are multiple, I think that if you're a football player, especially if you work the line, I think concussions are just part of the job. I mean, you get them all the time. I think that if you acknowledge all the concussions that you would receive, I think you'd be out of football. I think that's just the way it is. And these guys are willing to weigh the gamble of the concussions versus the ability to play football in the NFL, et cetera. Of course, Wayne Rogers, former, was it Wayne Rogers? Anyway, I'll get his name right. Anyway, he was a former NFL player for the Detroit Lions. He only played for one team. Then he came out here. He was the Channel 5 TV sportscaster here for like 10 or 15 years. A good guy. I mean, he'd come to my fights once in a while. I remember one time he told me, I got dropped in a fight one time, and he said to me, he says, you know, I wasn't looking too good for you there. I said, yeah, but it was early. I got dropped right in the first, boom, right in the first round. Guy came out and dropped me. I didn't know what was going on. I was, you know, wasn't prepared. And I remember him telling me afterwards, yeah, what happened? What happened? You know, anyway, the bottom line is back to Wayne. Wayne died from Alzheimer's, and he thought was brought on by football. But he said he would have played football all over again, even to die in the manner in which he did. So I don't know if I'd be willing to make that kind of a gamble. With boxing, I was just lucky. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, we'll hear Family Values. And, of course, the great John Signorello will be in the house as well, live on Sports Byline.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Little funk there at the Tower of Power. Larry Braggs on Lee, baby. What's Larry Braggs doing nowadays? Of course, I discovered Larry Braggs. I did. I'm taking credit for this. And how can I say that? Because he was playing for executives. He was singing for Executive Suite. This was a band that was run by Jose Cruz. And I was the MC down there at a bar on Fisherman's Wharf back in the 90s. Anyway, I said, man, this dude is good. Man, this dude is real good. So when Tower of Power was looking for a lead singer, I called Doc up and I said, you know, me and Jeff Tamalier, I said, you might want to check out this guy that's with the Executive Suite. Anyway, I remember Doc telling me at Ricky Sports Theater over there in San Leandro, we were having dinner one night, and Doc says to me, yeah, Larry's just a lounge singer. He'll be around a little while. We're looking for somebody else. Larry lasted 12 years. Bottom line is Larry Bragg's now the lead singer of the Mighty Temptations, baby. That's right. Motown stars in the early days. Man, the Motations. Of course, the Temptations, only one of them still alive. And that is Otis Williams. Everybody else has passed on. But bottom line is Larry Braggs, lead singer of the New Temptations LP, and it is out right now. It's pretty hot. Speaking of hot, let's talk about family values. What are family values? In the sport of boxing, well, family values are sometimes like Gregorio and Wilfred Benitez. You know, a father pimping off his kid. I mean, he had his 13-year-old kid sparring with guys like Esteban De Jesus and the Viruet brothers in Gleason's gym in New York City. Of course, he was 13 years old and sparring with world-class fighters, ranked number one in the world. You don't think he took his share of punishment? Whether he held his own or not, that wasn't good for his brain. In fact, if you look at Wilfred nowadays, you wouldn't want to be in his shoes. Anyway, the bottom line is Danny Garcia and his father, Angel Garcia, it's a bit of a, how can I put it? It's a queer relationship, and I definitely don't mean gay.
What is it like living with Angel?
Crazy.
Can't explain it. I don't, like, one day is good, one day it could be regular, one day it could be bad. I'm
about to serve old head.
Hey, let me wreck it. Teach the young boy a lesson real fast. Teach him how you do that old school, 1980.
It's just, it's like a roller coaster. You don't know what they expect. But it's like when you live together, sometimes you might not like something, but you gotta act like you never seen it, because it's like that's the gift and the curse of living with somebody.
Yeah.
We argue all the time.
We
also have fun a lot of times. Yeah. But it works somehow. Yeah. I don't know how.
Teaching the young a little lesson to be taught 1980 style.
It's cool. You're just cleaning it out so I can hit every ball in.
I know he's a grown man. He's 30 years old, but he still needs to take advice from people that know knowledge and wisdom. Because at the end of the day, man always going to learn from knowledge and wisdom. Let me tell you what to do.
Nah, I'm good.
Right here, 14.
I know what to do. I was about to do that anyway.
Cut it gently.
I was about to do that anyway.
You got
to
cut it gently. See? You listen. See,
so
listen.
Come back,
see?
Kid.
That's the same thing I did when he was a young boy. He listened. All families got issues. I'm talking about if you find the perfect family, it's not real. So let's live the real world. The real world, love your children and die with them. Die together. Family stays together, prays together. Stays together. That's how it works. It's all about family. Family foundation. Staying together.
Old folks home. Coming soon. Like, nah. We can't deal with this no more, man. Let's sign them up.
I mean, I hit it hard, man. Too. Good game. Young boy.
That's the only sport he could beat me in.
when I was dying of cancer, so I planted a tree in front of the house, thinking if the tree would live, I would live. And I guess it worked, because that tree's still there, and it's been over like...
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when the tree was like this big. It was like a little, it was like a little stick.
I psyched myself out, and I psyched the spirit out. And I told the angel of death, get out of here, buddy. Today's not the night.
Something happened to my dad, and then I won't box anymore. I quit. There's no need to box. I just worry about my daughter. Raise her, give her a better life. There's no reason to fight no more. He's been in my corner since I was a little kid, so it wouldn't feel right if he wasn't in my corner. We came from the struggle together, and, you know, we want to finish together.
Wow, Danny Garcia, the great Danny Garcia. Is he great? Philadelphia's very own, a once-beaten fighter, having lost, of course, to Keith Thurman. And, of course, his opponent, Sean Porter, he too has lost to Keith Thurman. Now, to analyze this night of boxing, I'm talking about Superfly 3 and, of course, this big fight on Showtime. We bring in Johnny Sig from Sin City. Of course, John Signorella. What's up, Big John?
Hey, Pedro. How's it going today, my brother?
What's up with family values? They live together. Doesn't that sound a little weird?
That was a funny clip, man. I tell you what, I was close with my father. I could relate. But, man, they sound like husband and wife, them two.
I know, but you couldn't live with your dad. I mean, you can't smoke weed around your dad. You can't get laid around your dad and things like that. Hey, Dad, you know, if you hear all this noise, if you hear all this noise out of my room, don't knock on the door. I mean, kid, this is your dad, man. It's time when you grow up.
Hey, man, if we're rocking, don't come a knocking.
That's right. But the bottom line is when you're a man, you sort of, he's 31 years old, and they went to that, and the dude is even telling him how to play pool. Hit it this way. See, I told you. You listened to me. I mean, it was just so, I don't know. It made me sort of grind my teeth. Why didn't I like that?
His father is very passionate. He's a passionate man. He's always got his back, and it is awkward, Pete. I have to admit, it's very awkward.
Okay, now speaking of awkward, Sean Porter's an awkward fighter to fight. Shorter. Danny Garcia's going to have height and reach, but he's going to be the guy moving up from 140 to 147 pounds. Is Sean Porter a legit welterweight at 147 size-wise?
Absolutely. Every single fight he's ever fought, he's been over 147 pounds, as high as 160 at one point, I believe around his pro debut time. Mm-hmm. So he's naturally a bigger guy. Garcia's fought five fights. This will be a sixth fight at 147. What I like here, Pete, is the contrast of styles. Danny Garcia, natural counterpuncher. Sean Porter, super aggressive, going to use that physicality to come in. And what I'm looking to see is if, you know, Danny Garcia could keep Porter off of him, because he had a hard time with Mauricio Herrera, who I felt beat Garcia a while back with an aggressive style. You know what? Sean Porter is way more aggressive and super passionate. I'm looking to see if Danny Garcia can land a counterpunch or get taken out by the style, the aggressive nature of Sean Porter.
You know, I look at fighters and Larry Holmes and I discussed this about 20, 25 years ago. We were in, I think, Antigua or someplace like that. And I said to him, he said, you know, I know more about boxing now than I did when I was boxing. I said, and if I, you just do. I mean, you learn. It's the experience of life, the learning process, okay? But, you know, how can I put this? Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, it's going to be about who can handle 147 pounds and who's really, I think, the welterweight here. Because if Danny Garcia doesn't bring his A game, he'll probably get out-punched and outnumbered as far as punches thrown, because Danny Garcia, in my mind, is too economical. Is he not?
Absolutely. And the thing with Sean Porter is, you know what, you can't be economical, because he's going to force you. He's going to press you. He comes in, he used to be a football player. That's how he boxes. And the only way to negate that is that you're going to have to stand your ground and get respect.
Okay. Now, Danny Garcia's got his father in his corner. When you look across the ring at Sean Porter, both these guys are Al Haymon fighters. This is all an Al Haymon promotion, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so... Is Haymon sacrificing his guys now, or is it? I mean, is he putting him in? What's the story on that? I mean, early on, he was giving the guys all kinds of easy fights and lots of money. What's the story in PBS now? PBC.
Real quick, they signed a deal with Fox, and they're committed to a bunch of shows on Fox and FS1, as well as Showtime. I think something in the area of like 40 shows. So that means more TV dates. So they're going to have to move this thing along. So I think it's time for everyone to put up or shut up. Plus, these guys are in their 30s. This is their prime, supposedly, right? So it's time to see which one is better, Sean Porter or Danny Garcia to probably go against likely Spence at some point because a PBC fighter as well. We know Crawford is with Top Rank, so that's a tough negotiation at this time. But long story short, I think they're just trying to trim the fat and see what's what. Keith Thurman's missing, so we need another player at 147. It can't just be two guys. We need three or four guys out there.
So Al Ayman does this thing and signs a few guys and has Top Rank. They signed former junior IBF junior featherweight champion Jonathan Guzman, 22-1 with 22 whacks. I guess he can punch. Middleweight Tyler Howard, 15-0, 10 KOs. Super lightweight Michael Perez, 25-2-2, 11 whacks. And lightweight, I always like this, lightweight prospect Eric Puente, 0-0. Yeah, could you call him a prospect? You know, you got to be able to fight. You got to show a little bit before you can be called a prospect.
No doubt. I guess they're going with the undefeated record there. I don't know.
Oh, no. Now, who imposes whose will, Danny Garcia or Sean Porter?
I think when it comes to will, we're going to see Porter come out on top. I just have this funny feeling he's going to land something big, in particular an overhand right to Garcia, who throws fat left hooks and doesn't even look half the time he's throwing them. I just got a funny feeling Porter's going to get him out of there. I think it's going to be under 11, Pete.
The technical flaws in Danny Garcia, I see them. That's what I was trying to say. They can be exploited by me at an old age, but obviously I wasn't around when he was around. Johnny, stick around. We're talking boxing, folks. We'll switch to MMA in about 8 or 9 minutes. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live worldwide. If you didn't know it, you know it now. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And yeah, the guy that coughed into the mic right there, that was my man, Johnny Signorella. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide.
We don't back down from nobody.
Hold on.
We can take it in the street if you want to.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Heaven help us.
Cool vocals here. Miss Karen White, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Sigg's on the line from Las Vegas, Sin City, Las Vegas, of course. Amir Khan's going to do his thing. And now this network that they got, DAZN, is launching officially in September, but they're giving a fight for free. Is this a new network or what?
Yeah, DAZN is an app now that is launching today in America. I think it's been out there in the UK for a minute, and it'll have Joshua coming up in his fight, I believe, in 2 weeks. But right now we got Amir Khan being offered on YouTube and Facebook Watch, I believe, compliments of DAZN.
At what time?
2 o'clock Pacific, so we're looking at 5 Eastern.
Okay, good enough. Amir Khan here got a what's that? He made 147 pounds, which I thought was a miracle in itself. Got a bottom line is the guy was a 2004 Olympian, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, so 2004, that makes him 14 years a pro now. Going back and making 147 pounds, then that's scary. Bottom line is, can this guy that he's fighting fight?
Sam Vargas is okay, 29-3, 2 draws, 14 KOs. We know that, you know, Amir Khan doesn't have the greatest chin in the world, so I give anyone a chance that has somewhat of a punch and decent boxing skills, or at least power, to take out Khan. But I think right now Khan's going to be safe until he gets in deep waters at 147, which we know Pete has a lot of deep water.
Who is Adam Konacki?
Adam Konacki tonight's fighting Charles Martin, unbeaten. Fighter out of Brooklyn is Konacki, 17-0. Martin, 25-1-1, best known for getting KO'd by Joshua in 2.
Yeah.
He can fight. He doesn't look great. You know, he's got like a little bit of loose skin on him, to be nice, a little bit. But he's got some power, and he throws a lot of punches. Watch this fight tonight. It's going to be entertaining in the heavyweight.
Charles Martin throws a lot of punches, or Konacki?
Konacki.
Okay. Charles Martin's the guy that's trained by Henry Tillman right there down there at L.A., right?
I believe so.
Yeah, Henry Tillman, of course, 1984 Olympic gold medals. The guy, listen, folks, and I tell Henry this every time I see him, but I used to have to get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning and run, and it was like 28 degrees outside. I kid you not, in Colorado Springs. It's snowing. They're making us run in 1984. And Henry Tillman, part of the same clique, he gets up at noon and runs at 12:30. Johnny, what can I say? Sometimes the world's not fair.
No, sir. Tough, but it's good for your lungs running out there and that kind of...
But here's what's up. I'm coming back from lunch. And he's coming out to the track.
Buddy. Yeah.
All right,
no
so let's talk about the Superfly card. Is that the card worthy of watching? Superfly.
I'm having a hard time getting up for this one. I like the first two. This one, I feel Juan Estrada, who's in the main event, right? Mm. And McWilliams Arroyo is in a co-feature. Why aren't these two guys facing each other? Both lost to Chocolatito. Both need to step aside apart from themselves and be a top player at 115. Meanwhile, they're fighting guys a lot of people don't know. And, you know, I know a lot of people, and I'm looking into these guys. I'm like, man, I'm hard-pressed to know these names. And I'm doing my research. I'm like, oh, okay, I can put a name to the face now type of thing. So this fight tonight to me, is a little bit lackluster. I think the guy to look for is Donnie Nietes, who I believe opens the show. He's fighting a guy, Aston Picality, who I think is going to be, you know, both guys are going to put on a good show. And Donnie Nietes is 41-1 with 23 KOs. Always a fun fighter to watch. So that's really the highlight part of the card for me.
You know, I know that as a TV announcer myself, you get paid to announce gigs. And, you know, they tell you, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And you just can't say, well, I don't want to do that, or I don't want to do this. You have to do it. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine Larry Merchant doing these BS cards for on HBO now the way it is? I mean, that would just I really don't think he would do the cheerleading that Lampley and Max do. I think he'd stand up and say, you know what, this really isn't HBO worthy. I'm sorry.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I missed his honesty. I missed the sarcasm. But I missed the brutal truth about, like, you know, how real his thoughts really are. And to this day, Pete, he's on your show a lot. And, you know, he blows my mind still. He's speaking so much relevant opinions on things. And this card is not HBO worthy. And that's what I'm trying to say here. I'm having a hard time getting up for it. I'm looking into these names. 115 is division. Not many people care about. I seldom go beneath
115. Johnny, the reason why they're doing 115 was that Max fell in love with Chocolito, who was a failure. He got whooped by the Thai guy. Okay, but the bottom line is they fell in love with Chocolito. They signed him to a pretty fat contract for a little guy at 112 pounds.
Right.
Okay? And they spent a lot of money, and he flopped. So somehow I guess they had all these 115 pounders on contract. See my point? In order to fight him for the future. You know where I'm coming from? So they got to give these guys some work.
Let me say this, too. I think it's a budget thing. HBO's not in the business of spending money on boxing nowadays. 115 guys, you don't got to pay them. But my point I was trying to make is that
115 guys pay you.
Exactly, bro. Pay to play, man.
No, pay-per-view. If you want, I got to pay to get viewed. Okay, I understand. Go on. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. 115 division, I mean, they should be more entertaining to try to put it on blast. You can't have guys that are just like, you know, obviously there's not many household names down there. But at least put the guys that seemingly should fight, like I was saying before, you know, about Estrada and Arroyo. They have mutual opponents. They both beat, you know, Carlos Quadras, who's a good fighter at 115. Show me guys against guys that are formidable, not just some randoms that they're just kind of like handpicking out there to put on somewhat of a decent display.
I think they need to bring in the Thai guy. I think that's what they need. I mean, the bottom line is that's the guy they should have signed. Why didn't they go out and sign the most dominant fighter at 115? Why did they let him get away?
We're talking about Sarungvisai, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know why they let him slip through their fingers, boy. HBO, I mean, they dropped the ball late. That's their MO lately, you know? And there's another guy that was at 115, Nyoa Inoue, who's an awesome fighter. He moved up to 118. I believe he's competing in the next World Boxing Super Series tournament. But, yeah, I don't know. HBO's been dropping the ball lately, bro.
Okay, let's switch gears just a little bit. Let's talk about bets. You're in Las Vegas. People betting down money. John Signorelli is our guest, folks. John, of course, puts together the Ring Talk page at YouTube.com. Check it out. Just go to YouTube.com, enter Ring Talk. It is, of course, the longest-running fight show in history. What are the odds like on Khabib and Conor? Is this drawing a lot of money? Are people talking about that?
There's a lot of money coming in. It's going to be an even money fight soon, man. A lot of people feeling that Conor is a live dog, which I could totally see. Conor's one of the best to ever do it, but he hasn't fought in the UFC in over a year. You know, he's been out there spending money, having fun. And
two years.
Man, I stand corrected. It's been 2 years. You're absolutely right. Last time he was competitive in a major sporting event was a year ago with Mayweather. You know, not his forte, boxing, but, you know, he did a good job in that fight. I give him credit. He lasted 9 rounds. Good for him.
Bank, baby.
But
he went to
Khabib
the bank.
Khabib is an animal. Yeah, he went to the bank. But, yo, Khabib is an animal, bro. Like, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing McGregor getting past this guy. And I think Khabib's in his prime, and I think at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to go on record and say it right now, this guy might end up being Khabib, one of the best fighters in mixed martial arts history.
You know, I put it to you like this. If I was his weight, I could box a little bit, okay? I mean, yeah, I could fight a little bit on the street as well. I would shoot him.
You got it. You got to try to take him out on the leg.
I mean, you hear what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. Like, you know,
it's
like Jim Cornette, the wrestling guy, when he took on Brock Lesnar. He said, you know, I'm not going to fight you, man. He goes, I'm going to have to shoot you. I mean, that's it, you know. I'm not. Of course, folks, I'm exaggerating for the purpose of the program. I'm not going to shoot anybody. But the bottom line is,
right.
You know, do you know who the old wrestling manager Jim Cornette was? Do you know who he is?
No, Pete, I'm not familiar
with
him.
He was a pencil neck manager, the best of the 80s and 90s. Anyway, he's been out a while. He's doing his stuff on YouTube, but check him out. He does shoots. You want to talk about old school pro wrestling? Jim Cornette knows what it's about. So the money's coming in. You think it'll be an even fight? Where is it right now? Where's the money right now? Is Khabib still a slight favorite?
The last time I looked and I sent you the odds, yeah. I believe it's still the same. You know, but I expect that when we get to mid September, you're going to see a little bit more money coming in for Conor because people want the event to actually take place. You know, and they feel more secure to bet. I believe as the event comes closer.
You know, there's a lot of ways to win or lose in mixed martial arts, but can you see Khabib losing on any other way other than a lucky punch?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I know Conor's best, you know, attribute is striking. I do question the power, though. I've spoken about this often. You know, I question his power. Even though in the mixed martial arts world, it seems to be okay. But I have my own thoughts about how those guys handle punches there. No disrespect.
I think it's different. But he was really cracking at 145. At 155, he wasn't really cracking. I mean, when he fought the Diaz brother twice, he wasn't, like, knocking him down or hurting him.
No, unfortunately, the power doesn't come up with you, you know, a lot of times. I can't see him, you know, he'd have to land the punch. And, you know, we got to see if Khabib has a chin. I mean, the guy really hasn't had to show much in terms of, you know, things that could be working against him because he's been so dominant. He's never lost a fight. You know, he's been he had to deal with adversity, you know, and in small doses here and there. So there's a lot of question marks to see the grit, you know, what's behind the man in Khabib. But I see him thoroughly dominating Conor.
He's fighting this guy, Johnny, and he tells him, man, you must quit. I have broken you. I'm going to hurt you. Please, you must quit right now so I don't have to. He's telling the guy, quit right now so I don't have to hurt you. And then when the guy doesn't quit, he goes on and, like, destroys him and probably takes 5 years off his life.
Dude, that's scary. Can you imagine fighting a guy, a master fighter like Khabib, and he's telling you, I've broken you. Stop. Don't make me hurt you. I've taken your soul. Dude, you start thinking about your family. You start thinking about the things you want to see in life, the ability to walk and talk. Man, I don't know. It takes a hell of a type of person to stand in there with Khabib. I got to give Conor a lot of respect and credit.
Well,
I think he's getting paid for this, too.
Yeah, well, you know no, I mean? Obviously he'll get paid for it, but at the end of the day, it would be hard for me to see Khabib losing here.
Impossible.
No. Not in the world of mixed martial arts. Shit, stuff happens all the time, man. People get thrown on the ground. They roll into a submission hold by not. You know, I'm just rolling the wrong way, things like that. So things can happen. But straight up, I think the lucky punch is really the only way out for Conor McGregor. Of course, Conor having went 10 rounds with Floyd Mayweather, that is his claim to fame. You know, will we ever know how much money they made? Because, you know, they talk about $100 million. Was it ever documented anywhere that Conor made X amount?
No, it wasn't. They said your figure is correct, but I think after you pay trainers and everything else that goes along with it, somehow Dana White was involved in getting compensated for this fight. I don't know how. What does he have to do with boxing? But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that there was a lot of hands out, a lot of mouths to feed, training camps, whatnot. I know he paid heavily for a lot of sparring during that time, too. Got to take care of those guys.
Not that much.
I had to do, I'm going to say closer to $100 million, but I doubt anywhere over $100 million.
Okay, Johnny Sig, we are 2 weeks away, of course, from the big fight in Las Vegas between Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, the rematch. Bad blood between these two guys it's legit, the bad blood. You heard it on the teleconference, didn't you?
Oh, God. I swear these guys hate each other, dude. I was feeling it through the phone, you know? Both camps are totally, thoroughly disgusted with each other. And I think we're going to get a real, real nice look in this fight of just hostility towards each other in terms of aggression and how they feel. I think we're going to get a real good fight here, Pete. That conference call was it was tense, to say the least.
I don't see this fight going 36 minutes.
Neither do I. Absolutely not. Not this time.
Not you know? With the animosity involved. I just don't. I think that with what's on the line, I think Golovkin's going to be willing to gamble a little bit more than he did last time. And of course, a lot of people think he won 7-5. But anyway, you look at it, if he won 7-5, you throw one round the other way, it's a 6-6 fight. Feel me?
Oh, make no mistake. It was a close fight. I think the main hostility people had towards the scorecard was the one that was, you know, 10 rounds to 2 in favor of Canelo. That was just ridiculous. That's an insult to everyone's intelligence, you know. But this time I do think we get more of a firefight. I think both guys need to know what to do this time going in to get the win.
The great John Signorella on Sports Byline, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check out Ring Talk, the page on YouTube.com. Johnny will be back tomorrow morning, of course, talking about Ring Talk Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. That's right, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. That's right, the Sunday show, 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. John Signorella, a big part of that. Johnny, say hello to the old lady. We'll talk soon.
I will. Thank you, Pedro. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Enjoy the fight.
You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide with the new kids on the block. Are they still around?
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm great. Thank you, Pedro. I'm great. I feel great.
I know. I'm never used. No medicals. I like clean sport.
The main ingredient, Cuba Gooding Sr. Cool dude. Cuba Gooding Jr., cooler too. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network tonight. Of course, Showtime, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock in the West. Sean Porter, Danny Garcia, we discuss that in depth. There's an undercard fight as well, a welterweight eliminator, and Adam Konacki supposedly on the card as well, of course. And the ESPN Plus card, that's done. Andrew Maloney was a winner down there in Australia. Bendigo or something like that. HBO's going to go at 9:45 in the East, 9:45 in the West as well, Superfly 3. I don't know. You probably need Viagra to probably watch this. I don't know. Listen, the bottom line is HBO's not in the boxing business anymore. We've talked about that in depth. Larry Merchant's mentioned that. I mean, it's just not. I mean, they don't want to spend the money on boxing. Their demographics, I guess, don't tell them that boxing's an attraction anymore. I mean, they let Showtime just take everything and run with it. More power to Showtime. More power to Al Heyman. But in the meantime, we've got these dueling networks, okay, going at the same time. Not good unless you have a DVR. And even if you have a DVR, you'll know the results maybe because one broadcast will mention the results of another broadcast. I mean, they'll just screw you up. That's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to screw the other guy over instead of trying to help out the boxing fan. I mean, these guys could have done these cards an hour apart. Could have done an hour apart, maybe 2 hours apart. They don't want to do them 2 hours apart. They want you to make the sacrifice. Here you are paying for premium HBO or premium Showtime. You've got to choose between premium channels if you're a boxing fan. Not a good idea. At least not in my mind. Anyway, the bottom line is Ring Talk Live Worldwide is going to come back with the Sunday edition. 2 hours, baby, in depth. I'll bring in John Signorello tomorrow, the godfather of the aforementioned Larry Merchant, the retired HBO godfather. He'll be here as well. We'll, of course, hear from the winners, the losers. It'll be a big show tomorrow, no doubt about that. Of course, a big night in boxing. Danny Garcia and Sean Porter battling out on Showtime. And I sort of like, I like Porter here. I'm not a big Porter fan, but I think against Danny Garcia, I think that he throws more. I think he throws heavier. I think he wants to impose his will. And Danny Garcia is one of those guys that doesn't really impose his will like he should. He doesn't throw enough punches. He's always, like, thinking about getting hit. He's very careful. He's very safety-oriented. The bottom line is Garcia probably loses tonight inside the route. You are tuned in the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The executive producer, the tardy one, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace, love, and lots of respect. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.